I've got your cold now too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll be snorting and sniffing away.
Typhoid chookie.
Give me something to put my prayers on. Table. Or a cushion or something. So, okay, that's lovely. Thank you, darling. What's the... There we go. So what we're doing here, I didn't mean my inner offering. Have you got inner offering?
Oh, I forgot
inner offering.
I do have them, and I don't think I...
Okay. Good, John. Well done. So what we're doing here is, it's a type of offering that's in Tantra. It's called Tsog, and it's a particular kind of offering. It's, for those who... You know, you get teachings on it when you've received a highest yoga tantra initiation, such as Kala Chakra or He Vajra or something like that. And it's a particularly powerful type of offering. So nothing more to say, except that, so this particular practice is one that Lama Yeshe wrote, and it's a Tsog offering to Vajrasattva, who is the main Buddha. We discussed this. If you got kind of the Dharmakaya, that's Buddha mind. That's the Buddha. Then you got two types of forms according to the levels of teachings in which the Buddha manifests to benefit sentient beings. And generally known as the Rupakaya or the form body. Well, there's the form of Shakyamuni Buddha, which is the form of the monk, which is at the level of the first stages of practice, which we've been discussing in the Lam Rim, which is also shared by all the Theravadin teachings, which is the all about behavior. No kill, don't lie, don't steal, don't this, don't that. So Shakyamuni Buddha is the perfection of that level of practice, including, of course, utterly subduing his mind by the realization of emptiness. So subdued body, speech, and mind. The form of the monk represents that. Then you've got the Bodhisattva teachings, and the forms in which the Buddhas manifest there, the Sambhogakaya, or enjoyment body, is the form in which the Buddha manifests in the meditations of the great meditators. So it's not a form you can see with your eyes, the subtle light body. And it's all the different Buddhas. The main Buddha there is called Vajradhara. And then it kind of, if you have the family tree, you've got the Dharmakaya at the top, then it's split into two, Shakyamuni and then Dorji Chang, or Vajradhara. And then you've got below Dorji Chang, you've got divided into five, if you like, it's the five Buddha families, five groupings of Buddhas, all related to different types of mind. But across from Vajradhara, going across, not down, from Vajradhara is Vajrasattva. He's a white aspect of Vajradhara. I'm afraid I have to ask for some hot water for my wretched nose and throat. I'm sorry, I can't talk otherwise. I'm so sorry. And I need tissues because liquid's coming out all kinds of holes. I'm sorry I didn't bring anything. Okay, thank you. I'm about to sneeze. Thank you. A Tsog offering, which... You can use food and you bless it in a particular way, and you see it as one of the main things in Tantra. I'll say this much. One of the main things in Tantra, Buddha says we suffer because we have ignorance, and that's the same across the board. But the particular way they talk in Tantra, and it's related to the whole approach of practice in Tantra, which is we suffer because of ignorance, of course, but then due to negative karma over countless lives, we see everything as mundane. Our minds are very gross. Our view is very gross. Things appear very gross to us. And so what we're trying to do in Tantra is lift our view to see things, including ourself and others, as transcendental, as sublime. Another way they talk about it is, which is where all these practices come into, you're bringing the end result, which is your Buddhahood, as the particular Buddha you're visualizing, into the present. So by the visualizing of yourself as already a Buddha, which is the practice is called deity yoga in Tantra, it's a very powerful cause for you becoming the Buddha. And so it's the same in relation to the entire universe. When you take an initiation into one of these Buddhas, you are committing to see yourself as the deity, to see all others as the Buddha, to see all beings, to see all the universe as something transcendental in the nature of bliss, to see ordinary things as sublime. And it's not just meant to be hippy-trippy kind of fantasy. In reality, according to the way they talk in Tantra, everything is in the nature of bliss anyway. It's just that we don't see it because we're as thick as posts and deluded and polluted. So you're practicing visualizing things as sublime. So what we're doing here is we're blessing all this food here, but in particular we're blessing certain substances, you know, and seeing it as transcendental. This is the whole idea, seeing it as transcendental. So the thing is, when we eat, you know, we see this as biscuits and chips and bananas and whatever's there. And of course, when it all gets offered, you know, it's like a party when you enjoy it all. And of course, they say that according to Tantra, because it's so beneficial, Lama Yeshe said to one of my friends, Owen Cole, he said one time, it's better to eat molten iron than to eat sog with attachment. So that means you're not supposed to discriminate. You know, His Holiness one time said, you've got realizations when, you know, you could have, I forget the exact analogy, something like, you know, nectar or champagne in one glass and piss or shit in another. And if you're blissful in both cases. You know, each of them make you blissful. Then you've got some realizations. So this whole thing of seeing everything as sublime in the nature of bliss sounds great words. But when you actually got realizations, and you can be punched in the nose or kissed and there's no difference for you, you know. Or you can taste the most disgusting thing or the most sublime. You're anyway blissful. So the whole practice is not to have attachment, which is extremely difficult because not to discriminate, you know. We're supposed to see them all as manifestation of bliss and emptiness. And I mean, it's extremely hard for the mind. So me, quite frankly, I just don't even want to eat sog because I know my mind is so deluded. I'd rather not create the heavy negative karma of discriminating, because it's really hard, because naturally your hand will go to the one that you like best, you know, the chocolate sog and the chip sog as opposed to the banana sog. You know, it's really hard not to discriminate unless you sort of don't look and take your hand, pick it and taste it and try to imagine it's blissful. I mean, it's really hard, a tricky mind, you know. So anyway, blah, blah. So we'll just do these few little prayers here, and then we'll enjoy a party. Have we got delicious chai or something to drink with it? What have we got to drink with it? What are you offered for tea?
We have some juice boxes and some
berries. I see. No delicious chai with ginger and cardamom in it?
Sorry, Rubina.
You didn't...
We could order it.
They're not going to make it. They don't know how to make chai. Don't worry about it. So what drink have you offered everybody? Where are the drinks you offered people?
There's little juice boxes. There's like orange and...
Enough for everybody. Enough for everybody.
Soy.
Enough for everybody.
I think there's enough.
Okay, good. All right. So have you got your copies there?
Yeah.
So it's quite short. Just a few little verses Lama wrote. Where is it? Can't find it. Here we go. Written by Lama. Okay. Yeah, I'll just find it here though, won't I? Then we've all got verse of praise. Offerings to the Vajra Master. I keep missing it. A banquet of the... Here it is, here. All right, okay. That was page 15, so there's 16. So I need page 17. There it is, introduction.
18, 19.
Preliminaries, here we go. So meditation on the mandala. All right. Preliminaries. All right. So just do what you can. Sahung, in the space before me, from the enjoyment of indivisible great bliss and emptiness, appear the complete supporting and supported mandalas of Vajrasattva. Clouds of Samantabhadra offerings fill all of space. In the sphere of great non-dualistic bliss, all beings miraculously appear as gods and goddesses, embodying thoroughly developed method and wisdom, as skillful dancers manifesting peace, expansion, power, and wrath. So now we imagine when we say this mantra that all these little goddesses come and they shoo away all the interfering spirits with the offerings. Om Kandoroi Hong Hong Pear. And now we see them all as pure and blissful. And they all disappear into space. Om Sababa Shuddha Sava Dhamma Sababa Shuddha Hung. And now we imagine all becomes empty. And from the sphere of emptiness appears the letter R, which transforms into a very large and spacious skull cup containing the five meats and the five nectars. Melting, they all transform into a great ocean of wisdom nectar. Om Ahung Ha Ho Shri, Om Ahung Ha Ho Shri, Om Ahung Ha Ho Shri. This pure offering is the yogi's commitment, and as the pure vision of their great bliss transcends being an object of ordinary senses, it is the basis of all attainments and the most supreme nectar. Therefore, O Guru, with your non-superstitious, simultaneously born great bliss, please enjoy it. O miraculous rainbow cloud appearing in the sphere of Dharma, space of Dharmakaya, holy body of Vajrasattva, having purified the hallucinated vision and dualistic... It's a different translation too, isn't it? Never mind. I am presenting these sacred ingredients as pure offerings to be enjoyed by your five senses. Please bless me to generate... simultaneously born great bliss. Om Vajra Heruka Samaya Manupalaya Heruka Teno Patita Tido Mebawa Suto Kayo Mebawa Supo Kayo Mebawa Anuraktu Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Memprayata Sawakama Sutame Sitam Shriyam Kuru Hong Ha 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 Ho Bhagawan Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mutta Vajra Bawa Mahasamaya Sattva Ahung Peh. Hung, a miraculous rainbow cloud appearing in the space of Dharmakaya, holy body of Vajrasattva, having purified the hallucinated vision of the five sense consciousnesses clinging to the pleasure of desirable objects, thereby depriving this human birth of all meaning. In order to please you, Guru Vajrasattva, I am presenting these sacred ingredients as pure offerings to be enjoyed by your five senses. Please bless me to abandon clinging to the ordinary concepts and appearances of this life. Om Vajra Haruka Samaya Manupalaya Haruka Teno Patita Dido Mebawa Suto Kayo Mebawa Supo Kayo Mebawa Anurakto Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Memprayata Sawa Kama Sutsame Sitam Shriam Kuruhung Ha 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 Ho Bhagawan Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mami Mutsa Vajra Bawa Mahasamaya Satva Ahung Pe. Hung, O miraculous rainbow cloud appearing in the space of Dharmakaya, holy body of Vajrasattva, having purified the hallucinated vision, the demon, dualistic conception and veiling obscurations of improper attention, superstition, karma and delusions. In order to please you, Guru Vajrasattva, I am presenting these sacred ingredients as pure offerings to be enjoyed by your five senses. Please bless me to generate immaculate renunciation. Om Vajra Haruka Samaya Manupalaya Haruka Teno Patita Dido Mebawa Suto Kayo Mebawa Supo Kayo Mebawa Anurakta Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Memprayata Sawa Kama Sutame Sitam Shriam Kuru Hung Ha 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 Ho Bhagawan Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mami Mutta Vajra Bhava Mahasa etc. Hung, a miraculous rainbow cloud appearing in the space of Dharmakaya, holy body of Vajrasattva, having purified the hallucinated vision of holding oneself more dear than others. the door to all suffering and the dualistic conception that is the chief of all evils. In order to please you, Guru Vajrasattva, I am offering these sacred ingredients as pure offerings to be enjoyed by your five senses. Please bless me to generate immaculate bodhicitta. Om Vajra Heruka Samaya Manu Palaya Heruka Tenopatita Dido Mebawa Suto Kayo Mebawa Mebawa Anuracha Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Meprayasa Sawakama Sutta Me Sitam Shriyam Kuru Hung Ha 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 Ho Ho Bhagavan Vajra Heruka Mami Mutsa Heruka Ba Mahasamaya Sattva Ahung Pe. It's more like Pe is not Pei. It's a spit, you spit it out. It's very wrathful. Peh. It's like not pay. It's peh. You spit it out. Is how I've heard it said. Yeah, it's a very wrathful syllable. Hung, oh miraculous rainbow cloud appearing in the space of Dharmakaya, holy body of Vajrasattva, having purified the hallucinated vision of ordinary appearance and conception, the 80 superstitious, both gross and subtle, the violent, uncontrollable winds of the dualistic mind. And, in order to please you, Guru Vajrasattva, I am presenting these sacred ingredients of your offering to be enjoyed by your five senses. Please bless me to receive the four actual empowerments. Om Vajra Heruka Samaya Manopalaya Heruka Tenopatita Dido Mebawa Suto Kayo Mebawa Supo Kayo Mebawa Anuraka Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Mantrayata Sawa Kama Sutta Me Sitam Siam Kuru Hong Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Vajra Heruka Mami Musa Heruka Bawa Baha Samaya Sattva Ahung Pe.
Pe.
That's right, Pe. Exactly. That's right. Oh, miraculous rainbow cloud appearing in the space of Dharmakaya, holy body of Vajra, having purified the hallucinated vision of experiencing the Vajra hells resulting from the uncontrollable downpour of negative actions and broken samaya. In order to please you, Guru Vajrasattva, I am presenting these sacred ingredients as pure offerings to be enjoyed by your five senses. Your intrepidity alone arise. Om Vajra Heruka Samaya Manupalaya Heruka Tenopatita Dido Mebawa Suto Kayo Mebawa Supo Kayo Mebawa Anuraka Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Meprayata Sava Kama Sutta Me Sitam Shiam Kuru Hong Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Vajra Heruka Mami Mutsa Heruka Ba Mahasamaya Sattva Ahung Pe. And now, aren't you going to prostrate and sit, offer as if the master were here? Well, that's okay, I can say. Will you visualize that the guru master, the Vajra master is here, and we offer the tog to them, to him? O holder of the Vajra, please pay attention to me. This pure offering presented by the assembled circle of Dakas and Dakinis, this nectar free of all divisions of subject and object, transcendentally blissful, please enjoy it eternally. Ah la la ho. And now we imagine the Vajra master very happily replies. O hail, great blissful wisdom, the great collected offering, the seed that causes the tumo heat to explode, the bliss, joyful, blissful experience beyond concepts, beyond words. Welcome, great eternal bliss. Aho maha sukha ho. Only to those who've received high yoga tantra initiation. Can you put your hands up? Anybody? No. Those who received high yoga tantra, only those. Now we make the offerings, various offerings that like are on the altar. Where's the offerings on the altar? The water bowls, yeah. Yeah. Where we're going to be making these offerings in this next little one.
Brian, maybe and Katie, how will we? Are there plates?
Yeah, I'm trying to help a bit.
Maybe hand up the ones that are on.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything? Om Guru Vajra Sattva Sapariware Argam Pratit Sahum Soha. Om Guru Vajra Sattva Sapariware Padyam Pratit Sahum Soha. Om Guru Vajra Sattva Sapariware Pupe Pratit Sahum Soha. Om Guru Vajra Sattva Sapariware Dupe Pratit Sahum Soha. Om Guru Vajra Sattva Sapariware Aloke Pratit Sahum Soha. Om Guru Vajra Sattva Sapariware Gende Pratit Sahum Soha. Om Guru Vajra Sattva Sapariware Nude Pratit Sahum Soha. Om Guru Vajra Sattva Sapariware Shapta Pratit Sahum Soha.
Merely thinking of just your name eradicates all obstacles and immediately purifies all negative karma. Thus, to you, unsurpassed Vajra Sattva, I pay homage and make prostrations. Oh, I forgot the inner offering. Om Guru Vajra Sattva Sapariware Om Ahum. Om, I prostrate to the Bhagavan, Lord of the Brave Ones, Hung Hung Pe. Om, to you whose brilliance equals the fire that ends a great eon, Hung Hung Pe. Om, to you who have an inexhaustible crowning top knot, Hung Hung Pe. Om, to you who bared fangs and a wrathful face, Hung Hung Pe. Om, to you whose thousand arms blaze with light, Hung Hung Pe. Om, to you who hold an axe, an uplifted noose, a spear, and a skull staff, Hung Hung Pe. Om, to you who wears a tiger skin cloth, Hung Hung Pe. Om, to you whose great smoke colored body ends all obstructions, Hung Hung Pe. Om, I prostrate to the Bhagavati, Vajravarahi, Hung Hung Pe. Om, to the queen of the female Arya practitioners, invincible in the three realms, Hung Hung Pe. You who destroys all fears of evil spirits with your great diamond-like means, Hung Hung Pe. Om, to you whose eyes empower those who sit upon the diamond throne not to be conquered by anyone, Hung Hung Pe. Om, to you whose wrathful body of inner fire can desiccate Brahma, Hung Hung Pe. Om, where is it? I've lost. I can't find it. 29. I don't want that. There we go. That's Tibetan. 31. Om, to you who terrify and dry up all demons and thus can vanquish all life authors, Hung Hung Pe. Om, to you who triumph over all that can make it one ill-tempered, excited or stupefied, Hung Hung Pe. Om, I bow to Vajravarari, the consort who overpowers lust, Hung Hung Pe. So now we can offer to the Spring Queen, Song of the Spring Queen. So we're going to do it in Tibetan. It's on, I don't know what page it is, but you have to look for it, the Song of the Spring Queen. If you'd like to join in Tibetan.
Hun dejen shepa tamche dang pawo dagni nel jorma kadro dagni kadro ma kunla dagni solwa deb dewa chogla gepe heruka dewe rabnya mala nyenjene choga jingdu long chepa yini lenke dewe jorwa la jugso ala la 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 ho ai ara li ho jime kadro tsognam ki tewe zigla le konta.
Offer everybody their drinks, please. Where are their drinks? Let's offer our drink. Open up your drink and we can offer it.
Om mahung, Om mahung, Om mahung. Lama sangge, lama chö, dejen lama gerunte. Kungi jepo lama te, lama namla chö pabul.
But Reba Rinpoche says we should offer every tiny piece of tog. So can we please offer everything to everybody? Just give it all away, every bit. Then you can do it. Then you can give it away yourselves. So the thing is, you try to eat it without attachment. You don't drop it on the ground. You treat it as something very kind of special, if you can think like that without feeling superstitious, okay? Can you all understand what I'm saying, people?
Yeah.
You don't feed it to the animals. You don't just tip it away. You be very, kind of treat it with respect somehow, if you're going to have a view like that, without feeling superstitious, okay? So please enjoy your talk, and we can drink our drinks. Enjoy our tog. Have they all got bags or something? Where are they going to put them in? How are they going to carry them all? Darling, what's our leftovers?
Leftovers. Here's your.
Okay. Drink. Thank you. So everybody's collected,
yes,
is it?
Yes, everybody. I gave one. I offered for all those who are missing.
Good. So is dinner delicious?
Yes.
And they're singing Elvis, I heard.
Oh, my God.
And Bob Dylan, wow. All these Burmese people are so sweet, aren't they? So true. Offer all the tog.
Yep.
I don't know if we're going to put everything.
This is actually the guru place. It's already been offered.
Okay. So then, well, then maybe we imagine it all offered, then we have to just do something with it tomorrow then. Get rid of it all.
Okay. I can't work. Yeah, we can do that.
Another plate? Doesn't have a big plate?
Should we just imagine it all now?
We offered everybody.
Yep.
And it's all back on the table.
Yep.
And now we're going to get rid of it tomorrow.
No, it's okay. I just
poured all the gumdrops on. Just empty plate.
Thank you.
I'm a page away.
Someone's
drinking.
Second first.
No, we'll start it again. We're eating and enjoying our party first. So the bell represents wisdom, and usually it's held at your heart like this. And this one is, this is the two wings, you know. And in Tantra they refer to it as wisdom, same, but this is referred to, the method side is called bliss. So it's a union of wisdom and bliss that is described as the two aspects of a path. And so you hold your bell at the heart, and your vajra, it's sort of like around there too. It should be there, not sort of held out like this. And then you you have another one, the Damaru. That's related to bliss. That should be held at the navel. The different chakras, you hold them at the different chakras. And now we're singing to these blissful, the Spring Queen. They're really into the Dakinis. So we're praying to the Dakinis. Hong. Jejen Shepa Tam Chedang Pawo Dagni Nel Jorma Kadro Dagni Kadroma Kunla Dagni Solwa Deb Dewa Chogla Gepe Heruka Dewe Rabnya Mala Nyenjene Choga Jingdu Long Chapaini Lenke Dewe Jorwa La Jugso Ala La 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 Ho Aia Rali Ho Jime Kadro Tsognam Ki Dewe Jigla Le Kunsa Hong Jejen Chepa Tam Chedang Pavo Dagni Nel Jorma Kadro Dagni Kadroma Kunla Dagni Solwa Deb Dewa Chenpo Yini Rab Kirpe Luni Kuntu Yowe Gargini Chagye Pe Maral Pe Dewa Che Nel Jorma Tsog Namla Chepa Tsu Ala La 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 Ho Ai Arali ho Jime kadro tsognam ki Tewe zigla le konso Hong Dejen Chagpa Tam Chedang Pawo Dagni Nel Jorma Kadro Dagni Kadroma Kunla Dagni Solwa Dem Yong Jiwe Nanki Kidrema Rabge Gumpo Kedang Tortog Dagi Dundu Shuk Jinla To Sol A la 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 ho Ai Arali ho Jime kadro tsognam ki Tewe zigla le konso Hun dejen chepa tam chedang Pawo dagni nel jorma Kadro dagni kadroma Kunla dagni solwa deb Dechen tarpe tsen yi den pa kyur Dechen pangpe katub dumayi Tsechik drowa mije dechen kyang Chuke chogi una nepayen A la 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 ho A i a ra li ho Jime kadro tso
Jognam ki sewe zigla le konso. Hung dejen chepa tam chedang pawo jagni nel jorma kadro jagni kadroma kunla jagni solwa dem jamgi usur ke pe pe majin chagle ke kyang chag pe kun mag nel jorma chog pe me dewayi si pe ching wan yu ju jo wat la 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 ho ai arali ho jime kadro tognam ki sewe zigla le konso. Hung dejen shepa tam chedang jagni nel jorma kadro jagni kadroma kunla jagni solwa deb jangsi jungne namki jangsi chu bungwe tsoki kunne tongwa tar senye drogden tsoki gepa yi chuying pa yi roye tsempa tsu alala alala ho ayi arali ho jime kadro tsog nanki sewe zigla le konso. So now we offer the remaining tsog to all the beings who live outside so they won't feel like they're being left out of the party and make a fuss. So it's really just, not like offering to like because they're high, it's because they all live here. Remember that, you know, the Buddha's saying there's not an atom of space you won't find sentient beings, so there are countless beings living everywhere, disembodied ones, who kind of figure this is their place as well, you know, so we make them feel like we're not intruders and we welcome them to our party. So we offer them our leftovers. What is the English? Here we go. Next. Om Ahung. To the assembly of the 8 classes of wrathful governing protectors, I present all the remaining pure offerings, the nectar of the 5 wisdoms contained in this skull cup. As illusory, an illusory appearance of indivisible bliss and emptiness, do your duty, the 4 rites for Dharma practitioners. May all be auspicious for me to see my mind as a Lama who understands perfectly all beings' thoughts, whose speech fulfills the countless beings' wishes, and whose pure body arises from an infinite collection of merits. May all be auspicious for realizing the unity of Dharmakaya and Rupakaya by discovering my own subtle, continually residing consciousness through the power of taking the 3 bodies as the path, the antidote to imminent death, bardo, and rebirth. May all be auspicious for everything within samsara and nirvana to be synthesized with great emptiness and great bliss through the unusual embrace of the mother, the sphere of space beyond all puzzling divisions, and the father, the great blissful wisdom, the appearance of all existent phenomena. Okay, that's it, done. And we just dedicate. We think all this activity of offering tog, which is completely empty of existing from its own side, totally dependent on arising. We dedicate all the merits which are completely, we who are completely empty, existing only as dependent on arising, dedicate these merits which are completely empty of existing from their own side to all sentient beings who are empty from their own side, so we can lead them to enlightenment by myself alone. Chang chob sem chog rin po che ma kie pa nam ke gyo chig kie pa nyam pa me pa yang gong ne gong du pe ba shog. And may we never develop even for a moment wrong views towards the deeds of my most precious gurus. With faith and respect gained from seeing their goodness, may their full inspiration flow into our hearts. Okay. Good night. Thank you very much.
So, everyone, tomorrow we can have a meditation if you like in the morning here. We have every cushion. We can do it before breakfast or after breakfast.
No, if you're going to do it at 7 o'clock. It's good.
Okay,
if you're going to do it, otherwise, it's fine. You don't have to, though.
No.
You can do your own private practice.
Yeah.
At 6 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Okay.
No, 7.
Then we're leaving at 10, aren't we?
We're leaving at 10, so after
okay.
Okay.
So, what are any other discussions tonight? Any topics that have come up? Any questions? Any realizations? Any dreams? Any visions? Any pennies dropping? Any questions? Yes, Craig.
You're going to expand on guru devotion?
Yeah, I will at some point. Yeah, not tonight. It's a bit late. We will. Yes, we will. How many days we got left? How many days we got left?
Six.
Six whole full days.
Six full days.
Oh, we can do so much in 6 days. Okay. All right. I will, Craig. I will. Yeah?
12 links, Sunday.
Oh, the 12 links. Okay, let's go into the 12 links. Yes, good idea. What day?
Tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow's going to be a full day.
Okay.
But we could do something. We're going to two spots. We can't do much on the boat unless we have one of those big microphones because we've got five boats. Big, sort of like on the way they do in the Oxford and Cambridge races, you know.
The coxswain,
that's right. So we'll probably, at some of the spots, you know, we'll do something. Maybe we'll talk about these things, yeah. And maybe a bit more about bodhicitta. We haven't talked much about that. We've talked mostly about emptiness. All right.
If people want to keep their copies, they're welcome to otherwise.
No, I think it's not appropriate they've got it. If they haven't had the practice. Don't you think?
Huh? Yeah, probably.
You think it's all right?
It's just the Lama used to, you know.
I know, it's true.
It's
true, but they haven't got
it.
No, I know, forgive me. I just had forgive me to contradict you. Anyway, never mind, that's okay. I just thought maybe not. We'll keep them. What do you think?
It's very nice to keep doing. Just give me a little
massage. Okay.
Yeah, we'll take
it. All right. And carry your song carefully, like precious jewels. It's a bit like if you're a cat. It's like Francesco will understand. Is he here?
No.
Oh, he's not here. Okay. It's like Holy Communion. It's sort of the way you treat Holy Communion, the Catholics. You know, Catholic. You'd never dare. You'd treat it very respectfully, wouldn't you? Because you know it's been blessed. It's the body and blood of God. You know. Same. It's really the same. It's actually the same idea. I understood Holy Communion when I became a Buddhist. You understand about how you transform the bread and the wine into the body and blood of Christ?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of emptiness, isn't it? I mean, because it doesn't have an inherent nature, just that they don't explain it to you, that's all. You understand? They don't explain it to you. But when you understand emptiness, you can see how the body and blood of Christ, the bread and the wine can be turned into the body and blood of Christ. It's just like a cake can be turned into the transcendental nectar. You dropped something. All right. Thanks, everybody.
More than they want, they can also share with us today. Tonight.
Yeah, tomorrow. Thank you, everybody.